Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. I don't know where to start from. I will start by saying that we apologize for coming late, but as we warned before, there was no connectivity. It's been raining very heavily, and when it rains here, there is no network. That is why we said we wanted people to support our effort to be able to bypass all this garbage that they have here in Biafra land, which is being administered by the monkeys and the baboons of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Our Enugu station is not working because wind blew away the pan. It can no longer receive signal, but we will try and rectify it tomorrow. That is why we said before, we need as many people as possible to also be on satellite. Once again, I will welcome you and I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, all of you, wherever you may be on this very planet. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what the weather does. It doesn't matter the inadequacies and limitations of the infrastructural provision here. In terms of communication, we are bound to prevail. We are bound to bring Radio Biafra to the attention of humanity, and that is exactly what we are doing, and tonight is not an exception to the rule. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we ask you to go and speak to those of them who surround you this very evening, this very morning, this very afternoon, depending on where you are. Tell them that we are on CHK 97.6, except for Enugu station, that had a slight wobble. The wind was too much. Where we are, the rain was so intense, there was no network. And that affected us until a few minutes ago. We are glad we are back. We are also glad that we are transmitting nonetheless. Our enemies must know by now that we are relentless. We never ever stop. We keep going forward, marching forward, never ever looking back. Until this very noble task is accomplished, until Chukwu Abiama in heaven is satisfied that the time is right for his kingdom to now leave heaven and descend upon this very earth. And for that very purpose and that very reason, we must give praise and thanks to the Almighty Chukwu Abiama himself. We do so by adoring his holiness, by magnifying his presence. We do so by praising his holy name. We do so by honoring it. We do so by bowing down to only Chukwu Abiama and nobody else or nothing else. Anyana Hefaro Shapirapi, anything made with hand here on Radio Biafra IPOB. We don't bow down before idol. That is why anything we want to do, we accomplish it. Chukwu Abiama knows that we have come to serve him in truth and honesty. And that is why every honor and every prayer, every praise, every adoration will go to heaven and not to anything on this very earth. Chukwu Abiama's name will be glorified. Biafra will come and we will also use it as sacrifice to his holiness and his magnificence. For the mercy and the grace he has shown us, we will forever be grateful. Our children will worship Chukwu Abiama. Their children will worship Chukwu Abiama, because the stories will be told that if not for the mercy of heaven, that there will be no Biafra. That is the purpose of our meeting. That is the purpose of our mission. That is the purpose of our pursuit. That is the purpose of our gathering, wherever we are on this very planet, to ensure that the kingdom of heaven will come down to this very earth, and that will manifest itself in the uncompromising, absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, founded upon the twin pillar of truth and honesty. I don't know if people have been noticing at all these days. Are they still asking to see the transmitter? Eh? Are they asking to see the transmitter? Oh, that one is, I don't know. What are they asking to see now? To ask questions? Any more questions to be? Okay, this is. What? They're asking for. Okay. That one is a very good one, because I'm inviting. Go on. Go on, please, come. We are waiting for you. Come. We want to welcome you with a bouquet of flowers. We want to welcome you and take you to the graveyard of the people that we have slaughtered. Because all over Biafra land, when you move about, you don't even know that you're standing and stamping on people that died. Some of you don't know that. In unmarked graves. Everywhere unmarked graves. Some of you do not know this, but we do. This is Radio Biafra. Our work must continue. So the issue of transmitter is no more. And so, do we then take it that day we are lying? So the other people, we are lying then? So there is no truth. One, version two, version three, version four, version 1000. Oh, was Rike, have you seen the transmitter? Do you think I am like you? Oh, Wazurike, do you think I am a thief and a criminal like you? You say one thing and you do another. We never change here on Radio Biafra IPOB. We don't change. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. We do it. We never ever retreat. We never ever surrender. That is why we are unique. We don't dance with politicians. We don't dilute our message to suit people. Oh, even a Wendy Ofori, can you bend your message? Here, we do not bend anything. If you love the truth, you come here. If you love lies, look for Wazirike Bon on Ndiokuase. Ndiokuase. Go and look for liars and cheats. Go and look for those that will vote for Okorocha. Those that will say, oh, Okorocha, we know. Ndiokuase. The children of darkness that are in our midst. Evil people. They have come to destroy the work that heaven has done. But they will not prevail, because Chukwu Abiama is with us. Owazurike, you made a video. You will soon see mine to respond to your nonsense, showing you the transmitter. I'm sure you have seen a few of these teasing. Can you ask those who are now selling information to police, was that the container you saw? The container you saw, there is nothing inside it. I saw container but no transmitter. Is that the same container you saw? Those who out of cowardice are no longer with us, is that the container you saw at Felixstowe in England? Is it the same? Festus Anekwe, the London coordinator, is that the same container that you loaded? When we say we are incorruptible, most of you don't understand. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. And you're going to Pobola. Some people were giving excuses. Oh, I don't want to contribute because I have not seen the transmitter. Open it now to Hego. They contributed not one single dime. Now, I don't know the excuse they will give now. Those that ran away with our defense fund, claiming, oh, we contributed money and there was no transmitter. Now that you have seen the transmitter, where is the defense fund? If I may ask. All of you claiming, oh, I'm just waiting for the transmitter. It has come. What have you done? If we waited for people like you, there will be no Radio Biafra. Chukwa Biama will bless everybody involved, which I'm for Barrister Mamezu. Those that stood strong, committed everything that they had at their disposal to make sure that today we are live on air and broadcasting. You must remember them. They worked very, very hard. You will remember your formers of this world that never knew us but committed everything they had at their disposal. You remember our brother Chiga in Indonesia that funded every CHK FM to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. I remember engineer Iranya. Those that remained very sound and resolute. I remember Mazi Asiebu. Omiomio, we call him the head of our Directorate of State. People who are resilient. I remember our sister Nenayanya. I never knew who she was for nearly 2 years. But every month, this woman will send to me between £150 to £200. Every month, I never knew who she was. Till today, our chief finance officer, till this very day. All of you have contributed. The London coordinates of Festus Anepo that never moved. Unshakable in his resolve. There are those I will remember. There are those I will mention later. Our transmitter is out. Every blessed broadcast, I will be mentioning the names of people that never moved. Where they saw the truth, Ezioku, and they clung onto it. They never shifted. They said this is the truth. That there is no way they can be led asunder. And I said to them, I said, I will not let you down. You will let me down. We had a deal. I had to deliver transmitter, yes. Your duty was to remain patient and wait. But you couldn't stay. That means that you lack discipline. You broke ranks. That means you cannot take military order or command. If we tell you, hold this bridge. Don't leave this bridge. If you wait for 4 hours, and the enemies will strike and take it from you. They have shown their lack of discipline. I told you that somebody told me that if you know how to gossip, you gossip for 6 months only. If you're good. But theirs never even lasted up to 5 weeks. And all of that nonsense, maybe. By just opening one container, you have answered everybody. Just the door of the container was opened. You have answered every idiot. The reason why we did it this way is in your next life. I'm sure right now we have cured every Biafran of the disease of gossip. Some of you are worse at Rimeha and Yoruba especially because they love gossiping and backstabbing. You may continue. But those that have brain, I think they are beginning to come back now through the back door. There is no forgiveness, that is true, but you cannot stop anybody from being a Biafran. If they come to Biafran meeting, you have to allow them because they are Biafrans. If their crime is too much, then we know what we do to saboteurs and traitors. So all of that jumping up and down, all of that nonsense. Have you seen the transmitter now? Can we now go ahead and go and get Biafra? Will you now stop yapping like crayfish sellers and focus on the work at hand, because we are not like you people. We are not like you people. We are formidable. Exceptionally formidable and incorruptible. Incorruptibility. Can you hear me? Before some of you found a visa to travel abroad, I have already bought a house in England. Before you left class 5, I've bought a house in England. And it's still there at the land registry. You know, it's not like this place where you hide. People are mad, you know. Very, very mad. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very world. And the commander of all her forces, those who understand loyalty, application, and discipline to the task at hand. We don't dance on the street with brass band. We don't campaign for good luck, Jonathan. We don't use the name of Biafra to go and negotiate a deal with Hausa Fulani. We don't use the name of Biafra to go into kidnapping, into armed robbery, into murder. We don't use the name of Biafra to play local champions, looking for where there is land dispute, so you jump into it. We have come that the will of heaven may be fulfilled on this very earth. I am the director of Radio Biafra. That is why they call me director. But it's the man Mizu did. I said no, he said, but that is who you are. That is why they call me director. It's not a title that I wore with any sense of joy whatsoever. It is not like chieftaincy title. Just for the fact that I am the director of Radio Biafra, that's all. You gave us money to buy a transmitter, and we bought you a transmitter. And before we unveiled the transmitter, we are on FM propagating. You don't understand what we are doing, but in good time you will. And then you'll be thankful for what we've accomplished. As I said yesterday, I have lifted the ban restricting our people from going after those who are traitors, who are saboteurs, who are enemies of the work that we are doing. Anything you like, you can do to them. From yesterday. And they know they're in serious trouble, ain't they? Mandis Rumota and Yinoshi, those that stole our properties, they will produce all of them to the last pin. You will see what is going to happen. If you want to get married, you don't get married on Biafran property. You don't use Biafran funds to go and fund your marriage. I'm not against anybody getting married. I'm not against them getting married. It's a very good thing. If they like themselves, that is their business. But you don't sell my car to go and fund your marriage. It's not possible. The people I'm talking about know who they are. You don't sell the car and use the money to go and fund your marriage. You should have asked those you are gossiping with, those you are selling information to go and give you money to go and do your marriage. You will produce my car. You will produce it. Biafrans bought it for me. It is a Biafran property. And it must be returned to us. There are those that stole our money. I will go to the news headlines in a minute and I'll give you the numbers to call as well. There are some people that stole our money in the course of trying to bring out our transmitter. They went and cut a deal. There is one person in Germany, I will mention his name in due course. He knows himself. They connived with a clearing agent to dupe Biafrans. They stole our money, 2 million naira. When I asked them what is happening to the money we gave you, they threatened us that they will tell the Nigerian army and the police that we imported a transmitter into the country, they ate the money. Ozemena in Cologne. And the agent that he brought, you people owe us 2 million that we gave to you. You must return the money. The 2 million naira that was given to the agent must be returned. There was also another Biafran, I will give him the benefit of the doubt. He stole 750,000 from us. We also gave him money to go and give to somebody. He cut the money into two. The money was cut into two, and he took half, 750,000. You know your name, you are in Lagos, we need the money back. What we are saying is that it is not everybody who mentions Biafra, 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 who is genuine. Ozemena, I like very much. I want you to speak to the agent that did no work, that brought forged papers. I'm going to do a full program on our transmitter, please. I'm just giving you a preamble. Go and return our money. You owe Biafran people 2 million naira that was stolen from us. The person you brought to us stole the money. I'm not saying he shared the money with you. That is your business. We need our money back. We are saying it in the public because we can vast for our funding in public. The other person, he knows his name. He will be notified officially as well before we come on air to announce his name. He is owing us 750,000 that he stole from IPOB. Do you know that your people went and told Awosa Fulani that we brought in our transmitter? Do you know that a Yoruba man got his hands on our transmitter? Are you aware of that? And I have the documents to prove it. And I'm going to publish everything. Do you know that the informants at Enugu went and connived with Yoruba people to take our transmitter? I have the documentary proof showing a Yoruba man laying hands on our transmitter. Do you know that? I have the proof. Our people are evil. I have used my eyes to see evil I never thought I would ever see. From people running around claiming that they are Biafrans. This is a very simple warning and a lesson to everybody. It is not everybody shouting Biafra, 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 Biafra who is genuine. Some of you are evil. Some of you don't have the liver. Some people even resigned. And I said to them, we have the transmitter. They resigned because they were cowards to the core. Natural cowards. The person in question knows his name. I will mention his name in due course. All the gossip and the innuendo, where did it lead you to? All of you. Akuna kocha, akuna labago. Now you have seen transmitter, have you not gone to sleep? Useless idiots. When I call you baboons and monkeys, now you know why. Because you are fools. Envy, greed, and jealousy. Where did it get you to know where? We have the most powerful transmitter in all of Africa. It's a monster. I tell you. And the zoo will fall. This is Radio Biafra. I will not take much of your time on this. Is just to let you know that the way you know genuine Biafrans is that they believe in something and they believe in it. They don't move from where they are. Idiots will come and go. Fools will lie. Fools will deceive. They will prevaricate. They will retreat. They will surrender. But we don't do that here. If you say you are strong, you come and speak the way we do and do the thing. I'm in Biafra land. Are you aware of that? I held a meeting yesterday in Onitsha with Biafrans. I'm sure they have told their people in America that I was in a meeting with them yesterday in Onitsha. I am here on the soil. of my ancestors. The land that Chukwa Biam had bequeathed to my ancestors. I am here. O wen ki ga mi na me ni ozugbo ozugbo. I have not come to accumulate wealth. So if I die now, I won't regret anything. All of you that stole money hoping to be able to go and enjoy it is your business, because you won't. You're not going to. If you come close to IPOB, God knows. If you ask me outside, do you have anything? I will tell you no, we don't have anything. That's what I'm supposed to tell you. If you want to know if we are real, touch any of our people. Then you will understand. Your master will not save you. Who was looking at sending you to go and kidnap people will not be there to save you. He won't be there. He will be in one of his hotels. Okoracha will be in a mosque somewhere in Sokoto praying to Allah. You are looking for the transmitting site of Radio Biafra. Useless, hopeless people. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are 24 minutes away from 10 p.m. here in Biafra land. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwa Biama is here with us. We started late, not due to any fault of ours. Our UK coordinator has been saying it. If we do not have what it takes, then we are in very massive trouble. We are in serious trouble. And that is the difficulty. That remains the difficulty, please. We want people to understand that Radio Biafra will need that very system to be able to operate. Without the satellite system, we will continue to experience the sort of problems we had this very evening. Once again, I welcome you. And we are going to give you the number with which you can contact us this very evening, as always. That very number is 081 or plus 234-8165-326272. I repeat, plus 234 or 00234, which is the code for the zoo. 81653262. We also have our inquiry line 090-9077-6589. We are on Skype, Radio Biafra. We are also on our universal line, which is Radio. No, it is plus 442081339976. It is on Viber that we answer Radio Biafra, but our number is plus 44783130836. And this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. When our lines open, we will invite you to speak, assuming that they have not jammed our lines the same way they tried to do in the morning. I will now proceed, or at least I have some people here with me. They will be able to introduce themselves, and then I will go to the news headlines and accompany me summary. Please, if you pick up the microphone, that will help. And go ahead, give us your name and where you come from, please. And I close our people all over the world. Go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. Good morning and good night to some of you wherever you are. Welcome you today for the best edition of the Radio Biafra. Today we are unveiling our transmitter, which is a monster to the whole world. It is the way we will talk to our people, and they will listen all over the world, and there will be no interruption. Thank you for today, and make sure you tell someone. Make sure you call more than 10 people to tell them to listen to Radio Biafra, especially through CHK 97.6. My name is Owudi Wechidebere. I'm from Enugu State in Biafra land. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Welcome to this evening gospel. Thank you for those who were able to trust our humble director who stood by
and
him.
And what is your name?
Sorry, my director. My name is Bright Chimeze Ishinwa. I am from Ahaji. Ahaji is in Ebema, LGA. Thank you for those who stood by our director, who did not suspect or think that he did one or two things with the transmitter. When I was not there, I was not a member of IPOB, I've not even heard anything about IPOB when this transmitter issue was on. Eventually, last year, I entered IPOB. But I thank God today that when the transmitter issue came up, I was even among the people that was telling the people that was gossiping that, please, let's try and keep calm and see if really, if our director is really cheating on us or what. Let's see. Let's get Biafra, then we'll deal with him. Well, I thank God today that I was opportune to be the first person to witness the container in Lagos. Thank you, my director, for being a good man.
Thank you very much, and to all of you, and for the hard work that you did, making sure that this very monster got home the way it should. Please go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Thank you. I welcome you all into this evening edition of the broadcast. My name is Gift Ahamefla, popularly known as Gifted Gift Ugo. I came from Imo State, Olu in brackets, in Biafra land. I'm welcoming you all into this news broadcast this evening. I say, may Chukwu Abiama keep and protect you people as you listen. Thank you.
Ise, thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I am Iwuala Chibueze, a hail from Ntia. Ntia is in Isialangwa North, Abia State, Biafra land. I am extremely delighted about the transmitter in Biafra land. One of my people in Europe almost convinced me to leave IPOB struggle because he said or she said there wasn't anything like transformer. But my wife said no.
Like transmitter.
Like transmitter. But my wife said no. My wife said, why am I thinking about this thing? That he has not seen our director, but he believed in every word spoken by him. That was what my wife told me. So, I wouldn't say much, but all I have to say, all of you gossiping, and you in particular, you knows yourself, go home and have everything. Our transmitter is in Biafra land. God bless you all.
Thank you very much, and God bless each and every one of you. You've been working very, very hard. There are those who will not get up to work for their fatherland unless there are three fresh pots of soup waiting. It doesn't happen anymore. All the people who've heard their voices work very, very hard to make sure that what we are doing reverberates all over the world. Those of them, you've heard their voices this very evening. We are instrumental in getting us to where we are today. And we are grateful to them. They understand what we are doing. Of course, they are under oath. So they know the consequences of betrayal as well. Because what happened to us before will no longer happen to us. They said the weather is cracking. I don't know what is happening. Could it be something to do with the weather or anything, something like that? Is the weather, is it? It's the weather. If it rains where you are, you will experience some crack because of the way that we feed our signal from satellite. We are telling you how we do it. It's in the air. Radio Biafra is in the air. We draw it down from satellite, so when it rains, there will be some crackling sound or some noise. But after a while, as soon as it dries up, it goes away. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. Our lines are not yet open. When it does, we shall invite everybody to please participate in our live interactive session. Having acknowledged those I'm supposed to acknowledge and having also mentioned those I am supposed to mention, I will now talk about all the coordinators. I will talk about the zonal coordinators, all the national executives, wherever you are, as principal officers of state of Biafra, for understanding, standing by, remaining resolute. They kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Italy never fell. Germany remained very, very strong. UK was unmovable. And of course, I don't think that engineer will allow anything to happen to USA either. Canada, even fledglingly, was very, very resolute and extremely strong. We are grateful to all of you in Malaysia that stood still. My love for Malaysia is natural. Biafrans in Malaysia is natural and can never be broken. It can never, ever be broken. Because you find out those that actually care about you, that love you when things are very, very difficult. I want to assure Malaysia that my love for them remains the way it should be. And it is only appropriate that when I talk about love, Barrister comes to us. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? My goodness me. Barrister, you are on Skype. Can you hear me? I don't believe this. I do not believe this. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead.
Absolutely, Director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead, Barrister. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, good evening.
Good evening, Barrister.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Good evening to all of you. Good evening to those who are surrounded around Director and saying the way it is to the whole world.
We are losing Barrister.
Director, yes, I know ahead. That the line is a bit digital.
Let me try
and see if I can go briefly.
No. Right. Barrister.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I greet all of you worldwide, east, west, north, or south. Director, it has been a big task for all of you there, especially you, Director, that is holding the mantle. But surely and definitely, you have reached to the end of this particular argument. The transmitter, as I call it, the juggernaut, has finally arrived. It is only for those who are resilient, those who are very trusting, because the way you give others is the way that you'll be given. Biafrans, let me take this opportunity to advise all of you. There is no use in pretending for what is real. There's no use lying about what is real. Of course, the Bible says, by their fruits we shall know them. Those who remained with us here on IPOB, they will reap the benefit of goodness. Because Radio Biafra is ordained, destined by Chukwu Abiyama. And that is on this particular mantle that we preach on. We never look back in coming forward. Because we believe in what we are doing. We believe in Director Omar Nnamdi Kanu, the man who will speak at one particular point, and everybody, everywhere, and anywhere will hear him. He's a man who doesn't shy away from both criticisms and realities. He believes in democracy, where you air your views and then listen for you to have response. Here on Radio Biafra, we remain votive to our cause, the restoration of Biafra. Director, we are all in this together, according to Cameron of United Kingdom, here in London. If you know something that is good, pursue it, regardless of the consequences. And that is why IPOB is flourishing, headed by Omiomio Uchechi or Uche Asiebu. Is an old man, a man who doesn't speak much, but he demonstrates it in his actions. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, this is our PM edition. Director Nnamdi Onwa, a group commander, a man trusted with everything that we have, that transmitter you are looking at cost more than £100,000. Those he never seen, he's never met them, they were able to trust in him. Our last brother says he was nearly dissuaded, even confused. But his wife told him, I always say that women are clever, wiser than all of us. They see things ahead before we see it. His wife was able to convince him not to relent, not to follow fair weather friends, but to remain resolute. This is by his own conviction and confessions, that if you are with Biafra, you don't look back. Always remain focused. Director, you are the man, and nobody can doubt your integrity. Nobody can doubt your astuteness. Nobody can doubt who you are, where you came from, and who your parents are. I spoke to your mom last week or so. She's a good woman. Always behind her son, regardless of any situation. Director, I commit this back to you, and I wait for every other announcement to follow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Eventually, the barrister was with... Barrister, don't disengage. Please stay where you are. Remain on Skype. Don't disengage. Even if I take calls, I will always come to you. Don't disengage, please. Remain where you are. I will call you. When it is time for you to speak, you will do so. Please do not disengage from Skype. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and the barrister having spoken, that is a cue for us to go on to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day. They doubt our result. You must be mad. People don't talk the way we talk if they are not honest people. You can't do it. After saying everything you have to say, I'll ask you only two questions. If you ask me, I will answer. If I ask you, can you answer it? That's all. At least I'm sure we have cured 80% of Igbo man's disease, which is gossip. I'm sure this transmitter has cured that illness. Now, when people are talking, they will ask them, do you have your facts correct? No more gossip. This transmitter has done it by silencing all the idiots. If you go and get one useless China phone, you subscribe through, I think there's a deal, they do it 500 naira for 1 week. 400 naira for 1 week. In Anukumango, you join Facebook. Where are they today? Do you want to see the transmitter itself? Do you want to witness it? You come, we'll show you. So you can say, you know, is what money? All you need to do is to pretend you're a very good Biafran and then keep begging us every day. Oh, we want to see it now. So you can go and sell the information and make money to go and get married, maybe, with money made from selling information to the enemy. People without shame. I don't want to intrude upon people's married life, but they should have been honest with us. They should have come out openly to say they want to use our money to go and get married. At least we can understand that. It's a very good thing to do. Today they are ashamed. They are very hungry. They have gone back to the same rags they were wearing before. We picked them from the gutter. I told them, once you come out, you start to lie against somebody whose hands are clean, then you are finished. Incorruptible. If you don't know the meaning of it, go and check it in the dictionary. Incorruptibility. That is why. Do you know that somebody called us today and said, he has a car he's going to give to us. Are you aware of that? No number on it, brand new. For your information. People are very, very foolish. I said to them, if you understand what it means to serve as a Biafran, then you will know you have no problem.
Unu hapa anyu puka anyu pu hapa unu haka ndioshi. Ndi ibu ndioshi unu. Rogues. Go and buy another China phone. Or maybe North Korea. And keep yapping until you look so foolish and stupid. Ndiara. And for the idiots in China that stole our money, what was your reason for stealing our defense fund? Because of transmitter. Where is the transmitter? Now you have seen it. Can we have our money back, please? Can we have our money back from where you stole it to? This UG. Black people. Can we have it back now that you have seen the transmitter? Because a lot was hinging and riding on this transmitter. Now all of you know that they were lying to you, they were deceiving you. Now that you have come into this realization, don't come to me to beg. Go and ask Chukwu Abiyama for forgiveness because you are evil. But you will all see Biafra. With the exception of only two people. If they come here, God knows, I'll kill them myself. If they come to this land. The news headline, please. We are reporting today, as we have always done on Radio Biafra, critical overview and analysis of life in the Zoological Republic. In the morning, I was trying to explain to our people the essence and the meaning of corruption. Some of you never quite understood it. Some of you cannot begin to contemplate the essence, the damage that corruption is capable of causing in the lives of our people. For that very reason, for that very purpose, we will continue this evening to, of course, shed more light on the meaning of corruption and the way it is going to very negatively and very adversely impact upon your lives, as we are reporting, not just by Radio Biafra, but by Al Jazeera. Corruption is the problem of the Nigerian army. That is why they cannot defeat Boko Haram, because they are corrupt. I will go further, because people don't understand history. Most of you don't know history. Those saying that Boko Haram will be defeated, you don't know history. And when you listen to Radio Biafra, here you learn history. We teach you history that you don't know before. There was a time a superpower went into Afghanistan to go and fight the then Mujahideen. Osama bin Laden was also there. They defeated the superpower. Russia ran away. The same fanaticism, the same ideology of hatred, the same ideology of beheading, the same ideology of burning people alive that is today manifesting in the heinous crimes and atrocities perpetrated by Islamic State and also Boko Haram found meaning, resonance and root in Afghanistan when they were occupied by Russia. Did Russia defeat them? The answer is no. You may have what is called limited successes in terms of territorial gains and advantage, but they never go to sleep. As soon as you sleep, they come back to you. And corruption is the reason why. If the analysis being presented by Al Jazeera is correct, it means that every politician is responsible for Boko Haram. Because their corruption gave rise to the mentality that drives Boko Haram. Now, do you understand the meaning of corruption now? You know it's English word? Corruption, you don't know the meaning of it. When we tell you that somebody is corrupt, don't follow them. You don't understand. T-A-R-G is corrupt. Abia State, whatever he is a very corrupt and evil man. Some of you in Abia State, you cannot see it because you're blind. One day, TARG's corruption will affect you. That day you will wake up and it will be too late. Do you know that politicians, including Babangida, including Buhari, Atiku Abubakar, do you know that all these people, Omaru Diko, their corruption, Ibrahim Taher, the money they stole, Adisak Inloye, when they steal money from the zoo, oh, it's nothing, it's maybe 4.4 billion, it's, the oil is flowing, there's no problem, we'll replace it. Corruption found its way into the zoo army, that is why Boko Haram gained ground on them. And is today beheading and burying people alive. Very, very sad indeed. Corruption blights the zoo army's fight against the rebels. Al Jazeera is calling them rebels. They're not terrorists, you see. Why the... Jesus Christ and Biafrans. I wish you people know what media is. Do you know that Al Jazeera doesn't call Boko Haram terrorists? Is here now. I can go back to the news. They call them rebels. A veneer, or should I say a cloak of respectability, because if you're a rebel, that means there is some sort of justification in the fight that you are engaging yourself in. They are now rebels, you see. That is why I told you that the Islamic Arab world is in charge of what is happening in APC. They floated Al Jazeera to rival CNN. They said they are tired of CNN portraying Arabs in very bad light and Islam. Because of that, they floated Al Jazeera. Today, Al Jazeera, if you're a terrorist, they will call you a rebel. They are rebels, not terrorists, you know. Not insurgents anymore, they're just rebels. These are people that will go and plant bombs in churches. Catholic Church, Anglican Church, Kwaibo Church, Ekwa, ECWA Church. They are called rebels. Are you following what you are reading here? Al Jazeera, Islamic, Arabic, calling murderers in the name of Islam rebels, not terrorists. That should tell you a lot about what we are facing in the damnable, ubiquitous entity of darkness and hopelessness called the zoo itself, Nigeria, the Zoological Republic. What has the military done in response to their corruption? Let us go for martial law. After all, if you cannot shoot Boko Haram, you can always find civilians to shoot. So let's try that. You know, when Boko Haram beats them in battle, they send them down to Biafra land at their roadblocks and they start killing us. What can you do about it? Ordinary malam with dagger can kill a village chief. Nothing will happen. Talk less of somebody at the checkpoint. Nothing will happen. It's man no man. That's what they say here. If you don't know anybody, then you're finished. The military show of martial force across the zoo. Martial force. Oh, God in heaven. You are deploying the military, the army, to run election. You deploy the army. You call it martial law. The army they are sending to Biafra land, they are all APC. They are Goro chewing Hausa men. Some of them are from Niger. What do you think they will do to your daughters? You want to go and vote now? Let your daughter go out to vote. And then they will molest her. She will come back home to burn nonsense for us. And you name the child Ikechukwu. They are coming. They call it martial force. To marshal everywhere. Martial force. That's the only way they are strong is martial force. Because you have AK-47. The woman selling Ogo in the market doesn't have any. That is why you're doing martial force. Go to Boko Haram and do martial force. Go and reclaim Bakassi from Cameroon and do martial force. Not in the market, in the village square. That is where Owasrike and his Masop got their strategy from. Why don't we intimidate people locally? That's what they are, a bunch of thugs, Ndioshi, or thieves. Ndakaraba. Without cohesion or direction, will Owasrike be able to buy a transmitter that will surpass that of Radio Nigeria in his life? The answer is no. Oriyanwa Foundation Hotel and Hostel Ozuwozu. Mighty War Foundation. Once you're a thief, you're always a thief. But if your hands are clean, you have nothing to be afraid of. They are showing martial force in village square and market. I hear you see army everywhere. And I'm asking them, is there any war going on here? The meaning of the black people in this UG. Do you people know the meaning of the word army before? Do you know what an army is supposed to be doing? Are you sure you people are correct? Are you people sure you're human beings? Black people from Africa, you know, mad beacon. The army is meant to protect a country from external enemies, not to be deployed in peacetime. In America, they deploy the National Guard, not the U.S. Army. Ask some people in the U.K. You can live in England for 20 years. You have never seen a soldier in your life. They will threaten and say, all these anarchists will say, we are going to do this. And they will come, they will burn shops down. They will never, ever deploy army on the street. Why? Because they are civilized. It's a civilian matter. You will see the British army anytime you attack Britain from outside. You see them. But Mr. Jonathan, your creator is a white man that created the zoo called Nigeria. So where did you learn all these things from? To deploy army on the streets. From who? Mashallah. That is why I say most of you are not educated. You didn't go to school. You know, one thing I hate in life is ignorant people. I can't tolerate them. I can't. Every Nigerian is an idiot. I challenge them. I say, if you are strong, you come for a debate. If you think you are learned, present yourself. 5 minutes, you will no longer exist. You'll be dismantled piece by piece. I will prove to the world that you are indeed a monkey. In 5 minutes only, you'll be dismantled intellectually. They are around stupid people. You are deploying army on the street. The job of the army, when they take their oath, is to defend the zoo from every external enemy. That is the work of the army. What is the work of the police? They call them police force. But the person that gave them the notion of having policing as a part of, say, social arrangement, they don't carry guns, you know. The Bobby on the beat in England doesn't carry a gun. When he stops you in your car, he will say, please, sir, your light is not working. Before a policeman stops you, you must have driven wrongly or taken a wrong turn. They will say, but why did you take the wrong turn? Or you're a black boy and you have a very beautiful car. I remember when I was a student, I bought Renault 5 GT Turbo. They will know that. It used to pull crowd in those days. And I was living in East London. You will be stopped about 10 times in a day. And they will take you. Oh, where is this? Oh, where is your license? The truth is that most of us drove without license. No MOT on the car. That is the truth. No insurance. That is the truth also. They will write a piece of paper and say, please, can you present your license, your MOT certificate, and your insurance, please? And excuse me, sir, where would you like to present these documents? You will now tell them the nearest police station to your house. If you don't produce it, you go to magistrate court. They fine you £80. They then ask you, can you afford £80? This fine, do you understand you're being... Do you understand you're being fined £80? You say yes. Or you say yes, Your Honor. No, he's a magistrate, so you don't call them honor. There's something you call them. Yes, your not lordship, your worship, whatever it's called. And they now say to you, do you have £80 on you? Of course, you said no. And how do you intend to pay? You say, I will pay £1 every week. Oh, and you think that they are not being stupid. They are running a civil society. And you sign on the way out at the cashier, you'll be paying £1 every week. And then that is it. But here, clear very well that you're a police officer, you're supposed to be serving me. You are there to protect me, not to harass me. That is why I said that black people in Africa is the opposite of common sense and decency. Anything they touch, they turn it upside down, including the word of God. Everything they lay their hands on, they turn into some eye. Are they rich? The answer is no. After all that roadblock and stealing, martial law, do you have electricity? No. Drinking water? No. Good roads? No. Then why do you keep doing the same thing every blessed year? Every year you are doing the same rubbish. Every blessed year nothing changes. Are you not a fool? Now you see why I say that most of you are monkeys. You do the same rubbish every year. No light. No water. No good schools. They are not even paying you when you go to work. Why must you keep doing the same thing? That goes back to voting. Every 4 years you vote. Nothing happens. Nothing changes. Is it not time for you to reason? To say to yourself, maybe if I don't vote, things might be different too. But of course, you're black people. What do you know? This is your G. We are going to give to you today the salaries of 13 major world leaders, and you'll be shocked. This COG in Dioshi is here now. Vagabonds. I don't know what is wrong with black people. It's as if they attract evil wherever they go to. In America, it is so easy for a black person to kill another black person. Ask the same tough nigger, go and kill a white person, they will run away from them. You will see a little white boy go and slap a huge black man who will be crying like a baby. Step on his shoes and he will want to kill you. There is something wrong with you people, you know. This OG. Black. U.S. evacuates troops from South Yemen. I love what they're doing in Yemen, in South Yemen. When it starts, America will pack their troops and run away. I don't know why you people are afraid. Not to gentlemen, he's in order. Do you have the support of Britain? Before Chukwuma Biama put us here, did he go to Britain to get permission from them? Ndiara. U.S. military personnel in South Yemen are on the move. They are running away from there. They are running away, and they have to. Jonathan inaugurates Canoe Bridge. Names it after late M. Hey, what's there to go? Some of you are saying it is better for us for Jonathan to be there. And I say you're talking rubbish. You don't know history, you don't know politics. Who built Enugu Port Harcourt Express Road? Do you know it was a Hausa man? I was a Fulani, Shehu Shagari. Name one major capital project executed by Jonathan. I say name one. Ordinary Shagari. I can remember Shagari. Shagari built Enugu Port Harcourt Express Road. Can you name one thing that Jonathan built as an infrastructure? Jonathan has gone to Kano. You know, why is it? You know, our people don't reason. They think, they are violent. They are advocating violence. You people are foolish. Your brains are empty. Why is it that when Kanu calls for bridge, they get it? When you call for bridge over River Niger, you don't get anything. Do you know why? Because there, if you don't give them what they want, they start killing people immediately. They get what they want. There is a saying, our people don't make use of your adage that comes out of your mouth. He has built a bridge for them in Kano. How about your own at River Niger? I got a wager. They are still pouring sand. I thought they said they are going to dredge the Niger. But do you know they are pouring sand inside it? Are you aware of that? I have never seen such rubbish before. A suspension bridge should be built spanning the length of the river, or the width of the river, sorry. Do you know they go and bring sand in Tipa? They are pouring it inside the river that is meant to be dredged. You see islands, sedimentary deposits all over the place, and vegetation growing on it because there's no dredging of River Niger. And you say, we want to, if we don't vote, then Buhari might win. Who told you that? Because you don't know politics. I don't blame you people. I don't blame you because it's the education system. They don't teach you very well here. I'm sorry to say, but it's the truth. They don't teach you anything here. How can you not go to vote and Buhari will win when you have withdrawn your mandate? How can he win? So you don't know the electoral law where they have to win 25% of each state. Don't you know that? Or majority of it. In other words, if we don't go to vote, if they don't get 25% of the vote in South, South, and Southeast, you cannot declare the person president. I'm telling you the nonsense they teach you in schools that some of you don't even know. Southern traditional rulers meet Sultan. I find this news very, very interesting. All of the Southern traditional rulers meeting one Fulani man. Isn't that an insult? All of them going to... Hi. Hey, well. Anyway, we'll continue. I want to see if the Oba of Benin is... I doubt that he doesn't go anywhere. Do you know the Oba of Benin doesn't go anywhere? Are you aware of it? You know men with honor. That's why I like Benin. They have honor. They are very, very honorable people. Honor, honor, I say, honor. And very fierce in battle. Do you know that the Oba of Benin never ever leaves his kingdom until death? Are you aware of that? Look at Igwe Eze. Na chichu are kokoko. Newo hihiri. Na voshin nonsense. People without shame and no honor. You claim you are a traditional ruler, you are going to visit all of you. Kurokijiji. I know that the Oba of Benin cannot be there. It's an ancient and revered institution. Boko Haram devastates another zoo town as child goes to rescue Gamboru. I thought they said they have taken over. We are making advances. One man asked them today, as we have been saying already, Obi Afra. It took for 6 years, you never defeated Boko Haram. All of a sudden, within 6 weeks, you defeat them. It's either you were incompetent before, or you were lying to people. Simple. Either you were lying, or it's incompetence. You take one. Imo Governor Okorocha, the Malam himself, allegedly has been distributing fake laptops to students, as we told you before. Fake. Plastic. This laptop I bought for Nnemeka when he was 4 years old. You know, they draw flower on it. That's education in the zoo. Do you know that final year students don't know the difference between a proper laptop and a fake one? They were jumping up and down. Am I known can I go twinkle twinkle little star? Laptop that is singing nursery rhyme. Twinkle twinkle little star if you open it. That's what the Okorocha gave to students. And they're jumping up and down. Maybe now they can start learning nursery rhyme. At least before they graduate, they will know how to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I Wonder What You Are. At least by the time they graduate and they go for COPPA. Is it COPPA? Is it Youth Service COPPA? National Youth Idiocy. At least when they go there, they ask them what they have learned. They can say, because of the Malam Okorocha, we can now sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Because that's what the plastic laptop, if you open it or go away, start singing for you. Laptop, my foot. 12,000 women develop VVF every year in the zoo. Every year they develop VVF. We shall go into that later. And now the news in greater detail. Despite the zoo called Nigeria spending 5.8 billion naira, so I sincerely beg your pardon, is dollars. I have been asking this question. Why is it these days that they keep quoting the currency that they spend in dollars? Does it mean that the naira doesn't exist anymore? Maybe. Despite the zoo spending 6.8 billion on security last year, the army is short of guns and ammunition in the fight against Boko Haram. Do you know that? The army does not have guns and ammunition. And I say to our people, now is the time to strike. And I say, oh, they are very strong. Oh, who told you that? Who told you they are strong? I'm asking you. It's because they have guns and we don't. That's why they are strong. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time here now is approximately 7 minutes to 10:30 in the evening, which is 23 minutes past 10 p.m. at night, 23 minutes past 9 p.m. in London, and also that number of minutes past the top of the hour wherever you are. It was regarded as once the best military in West Africa, the Zoo Army is now struggling to fend off the threat of Boko Haram. From 2001 to 2012, the military received $19 billion. Have you seen who is that? Is it Mini, the one with the big stomach? Is it Mini, the Air Vice Marshal? Is him now? Not a look Olade. The Mini man, the one with the fat stomach. If you have squandered $19 billion, why won't you be fat? 19 billion, not $1 million. I hasten to add. In other words, this money is so big they cannot write it in naira. The trillion of the naira cannot be contained here in $19 billion. Where is the money? Kebe Kono, they have eaten the money. This is our one Nigeria. We don't want anything to tamper with one Nigeria. We are one. We are united. In our diversity is our culture. Mad people. And honestly speaking, if they give some of you 19 billion and tell you to be talking about diversity and equality, you will do the same thing. I don't blame them. And then the question is, where is this $19 billion coming from? It is coming from Biafra, La Biafra. $19 billion. How many of you have $1 billion? Talk less of billion, in naira, talk less of in dollars. I wasn't able to study upon our ignorance and cowardice. They are counting on it. That is why they said they are sending Go On. And my dear Go On, we will write you an invitation. Please come. We are waiting for you. Come down now. At least CNN will now talk about Biafra. Everybody will now discuss Biafra. If the head of Go On is on our streets, the world will be forced to discuss Biafra overnight. From 2001 to 2012, the Zoo military received 19 billion. Every blessed year. Every year, 19 billion. That is only about 1% of the GDP. Even falling to 0.5% in 2006. On average, nations typically spend around 2% of their GDP on defense. But in 2014, the Zoo spent 5.8 billion on security. A quarter of the total budget. What is this security they're talking about? Oh, we have security. Do you have security? Oh, are you talking about somebody with a gun, AK-47, in a uniform standing somewhere? Oh, yes, that is it. We have security. You people are daft. Do you know what security is? Security is good roads, employment, When people have work to go to, that is the best security. When they have a house to go to after work, that is the best security in your life. Security. Security. When somebody has fed himself or herself very well, there's no need to go and steal. That is security. But of course, you are black people from Africa. What do you know? Monkeys and baboons. What do you know about security? In Biafra land, we are going to spend money on security. Billions on security. Do you know what the security are? The education of our children. We make sure that we go to universities and find out how many civil engineers are graduating this year. How many construction firms can banks support to set up companies to make sure they keep absorbing the finest talent that we have? That is security spending. Do people have potable water to drink? Do they have accommodation? That is security spending. But a black person thinks that security is AK-47 and bullets. Hey, monkeys and baboons come to mind. They have stolen the money. 19 billion stolen. And they are saying they are showing martial force across the zoo. And they are in Gongoro, open truck. They are in open truck, Gongoro. Not even armored personnel carriers. To kill them actually is very easy, to be honest with you. We continue. The zoo has fallen under martial law as the military has taken over cities. Military vehicles are being observed driving through major opposition cities, including Lagos, Kaduna, Abuja, Sokoto, and the northeast. The loaded trucks have been blasting their sirens to intimidate the populace. You are the army. Why are you intimidating people? All of you listening, can you think for 1 second? The army is there to protect. Is that correct? Why then are you intimidating old men and old women coming back from the market with your siren? If you want to, why don't you go to and get Bakassi back from Cameroon that they humiliated you and ran away from? Why don't you go and defeat Boko Haram? Or go and fight Al-Shabaab or Al-Shabaab, whatever they call them in Kenya? But when you see a woman after a hard day's graft coming back from the market with the remnants of what she has left that people did not buy, clear very well, pack very well, the woman is carrying a basin on her head. What is she going to pack? You mean she should drop the basin on the floor? Sometimes I think about black people. We are a joke, you know. A total joke in this OG. No wonder they have open drainage. Everywhere is smelling. Everywhere is dirty. They have loaded trucks all over the place. Go to the battlefield. The battlefield is not also one. There is no war in Enugu. Stop driving your patrol vehicles inside the township. We are not at war. There is no war. Earlier this month, Russia's President Vladimir Putin announced that he and almost everyone working for him will take a 10% cut because of mounting economic sanctions imposed on his country. Whether Putin and his staff will actually feel the slash in their salaries is debatable, considering Putin says he's unaware of the amount printed on his paychecks. Frankly, I don't even know my own salary. They just give it to me. And he puts it away. The Singaporean president is Lee Hsien Loong. He earns $1.7 million every year. And his salary is enough to pay for the combined salaries of the leaders of India, Brazil, Italy, Russia, France, Turkey, Japan, United Kingdom, South Africa, and Germany. Do you now understand this? Amazing stuff. Let us see. Okay, Jonathan did not supply anything. God. They are asking about the salaries of the head of state. Jonathan doesn't have salary. He has CBN. So when they ask them to submit their papers as to how much they are being paid, they then discover that Jonathan doesn't have any pay slip. You know, abroad, when they pay you, they give you a pay slip to say this is what you earned, this is what your taxes were, the deductions and everything else. Do you know that Jonathan doesn't have any paycheck? He doesn't have any pay slip. His pay is Central Bank of Nigeria. Anything he likes, he goes there. If there is no money, he will phone NNPC. Have you remitted that money to Central Bank? Chai, God. Aye. Onye maranyi hiyo ga Adrian Amma. Frederick Lugard. Won't be well with you. There is no confirmation. They told Jonathan, we will not take what you're telling us until we see a proof. People don't know that the British Prime Minister is being paid by somebody. They take his check to him and say, this month, this is what you have earned. All of you don't know that Obama receives a paycheck, a pay slip. They take his pay slip to him and say, Mr. President, this is your salary for this month. The question is, Jonathan, where is your pay slip? There is none. He owns the Central Bank. He's like the Pope that owns the Vatican Bank. Our people are insane. U.S. evacuates troops from South Yemen. The U.S. military personnel stationed at the Al Anad Air Base in southern Yemen have been evacuated over security concerns, a Yemeni military source said on Saturday, amid fighting involving Al-Qaeda militants nearby. Even Al-Qaeda is pursuing U.S. away. Tenacity. Perseverance and tenacity. That's what gives you victory. Not gossiping on Facebook. President Goodluck Jonathan on Saturday inaugurated a multi-million naira bridge in Kano and named it after the late emir of Kano, Alhaji Adebayoro. According to the news agency of the zoo, they reported that the bridge was constructed by the federal government. Jonathan's federal government built a bridge in Kano. Jonathan, why are... Oh, my God in heaven. Hey, Chineke na merendi ebere. Are you sure? Should we be doing this? People should go and sleep, honestly speaking. Jonathan cannot build second Niger Bridge. He said, if I don't build it before the next election, don't vote for me. I will go on exile. Jonathan spent that time building a bridge in Kano. He has opened it. He has completed it. They said the bridge was built by the federal government at Kundia, roundabout, on the ever-busy Zaria Road, to ensure smooth traffic flow. Chai. There is God, though. Multi-million bridge in Kano, built by Jonathan. But there is none in Biafra land. What has Jonathan built in Biafra land anyway? Can you tell me? I want somebody to tell us one outstanding, standout capital project by Jonathan in South, South, and Southeast. I want one standout capital project in Niger Delta executed by Jonathan. I said one. When Awasa was in charge through Yoruba, their proxy, Obasanjo, they made sure Abuja is the capital and that they poured oil money into it. They got a refinery in Kaduna. They took over the textile mill in Kano. If you go there, in fact, Iveco was stationed also there as well. Peugeot was there. Their plant was there. Jonathan, can you tell me one big industry you were instrumental in bringing in Niger Delta? Jonathan, I want you to show me an industry that produces something that people want to buy, employing more than 50 people that you actually was responsible for. No capital infrastructural project. No second Niger bridge. But how was Afolani? They have a bridge. These are the people with the oil well, you know. Oh, we want to go and vote. He's our man. She's our lady. We want to go and vote. If you go out to vote, it confirms what we have always done. That some of you don't have brain, to be honest with you. I don't know. Can we ask white Americans to come and take more slaves to America? Maybe. Oh, one day, Ukraine, Bobhanya, America. Do you guys start picking cotton and cottage sugarcane? Now, this level of inability to reason is beginning to disturb me. You want to go and vote for Jonathan? Ask yourself a question. What has Jonathan done for you? What has he done? Don't go to vote. They will take you serious. Jonathan is building things in Ugwawasa because they kill people. They are serious about their pursuit. $500,000. They disappear. From carrying Biafra flag, they start carrying band. Biafra. Ndo. On what we go, wherever you are, you can see what became of the country that you gave your life for. What was Rike made with the memory of those that died? To the extent that Go On is coming. Oh God. Southern traditional rulers meet Sultan, concerned by unhealthy politicking ahead of next week's presidential election. A delegation of traditional rulers from the south has met with the Sultan of Sokoto, Alhaji Muhammad Saad Abubakar III. The same country on a peace mission. So if you are in one country and one people, why do you need to attend peace mission from one side to the other? How is that possible? Anyway, speaking at the Sultan's Palace in Sokoto, the leader of the delegation is Oruwewan of Okeland, said their concern was the maintenance of peace during and after the March 28th, because they know that if Buhari doesn't win, everybody's dead in Ugawasa. They know that very well. Because of that, they are doing the best they can to try and calm the situation. We continue. As the Zulu refugees returned to Gamburu, a border town of Borno State, they had barely reached the villages than Boko Haram legions on motorcycles and their hundreds ravaged the city, killing them in droves. The Zulu has been pushing for refugees to return to their towns in a hurry, in desperation to use them to vote for the Zulu president Jonathan and to support the PDP. In Borno State, they are rushing people back without the ground being prepared. They are rushing people back without them preparing everything to ensure their safety, so that Jonathan can say, oh, we are going to vote now. Can't you see that people are back? And Boko Haram came and killed all of them. Why can't the newspapers in the Zulu and the other media channels educate people the way we are doing on Radio Biafra? Tell them the truth. They can't anyway. They can never, ever do that. While the APC is promising change, its governors are shortchanging students from Osun State to Imo State. Look at the fake laptops they gave them. Hey. Ewo. Okrocha's scam is coming months after the Open Imo initiative, a tablet of knowledge by Governor Rauf Adegbasola, was exposed as a scam. It's a plastic. There is nothing inside it. Very, very sad indeed. No fewer than 12,000 women develop vesico-vaginal fistula every year in the zoo, the National Diagnostic Health Survey has discovered. A surgeon, Dr. Ahmed Yola, disclosed this over the weekend. That is the disease they give their women before they come to marry an Igbo girl as the third wife. They marry their children, they start abusing little kids at the age of 9. You know, they're evil. 88 years old. At the age of 12, they are carrying pregnancy. At the age of 14, they are diseased. And then the person wins a contract and comes to look for a yellow girl from Igbo land as the third wife. Very sad indeed, isn't it? That concludes our news this very evening. Our lines are now open. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. Our lines are here. It is open. If you call us, we will take your call. I asked the barrister to remain, and I don't know if... No, not at all. The line did not allow the barrister to remain. Our lines are now open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. We are also on Viber. Please, for those wishing to contact us on Viber, once again, our number is, our numbers are +234 8165 32 62 72. I repeat, 081 653 26272. Let us go to the other line to see who is there. The caller on our universal line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
For the last time, hello and good evening. And where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
My goodness me, I can hear you. Go ahead.
This is the MAT Ago calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Calling from Aba.
Let us go on to another person who is far more serious. I like people who are serious. How do they want us to explain it? If you hear my voice, please, you keep talking. Give us your name and proceed to speak. Don't wait to hear your own voice before you can speak. We are not in the mood for that type of nonsense this very evening. If you're not serious, please sit in your house and go and follow Rocha So Krocha de Malam. This is Radio Biafra here. We're very serious. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, I do not think so. I don't think they can hear us. If any of you here is disposed to say something, if you have anything to say, you are more than welcome to do so. You are more than welcome to say it. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Please, go ahead. Rachimizu, go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Once again, my name is Bright. I really want to go
what
back.
What is your name? Go ahead, Bright. What is your name?
My name is Bright Chimeze Ishinwa.
That's better. Go ahead.
But I've changed it to my native name. That Bright, I've changed it to my native name. Being given to me by my grandmom.
Go ahead.
I want to go back to the issue of our transmitter. I thank God today that many people, like I've been going through comments on Facebook concerning the transmitter issue, which our sister Nenaya and our COC, Maazi Clifford Iruanya. I thank God that people have woken up to see that our director is whiter than white and whiter than snow. Because when I personally called this girl in Israel, I told her, if really that our director is dealing with us, let's keep calm. and get Biafra. By the time we get Biafra, because this man we are talking about is still traveling from one place to other to another to get contact and also to get us Biafra. They were so arrogant, you know, this woman thing worldwide. But I thank God that that particular woman thing was dissolved all over the world, and all the women were told to stay only in their particular zone. Today, the IPOB worldwide have their transmitter, which was being witnessed by many people. Even our brother, the CR, right, is a continental rep of America. Our brother, Iken Nawano Neni, thank God he was here present. He was even dancing in the video. If that video, I don't know, I don't know if you posted the video.
Not possible, because it's taking too much time, because okay, the connectivity is very slow.
Okay. If you see the video, our brother Iken Nawano Neni was dancing. I thank God that those people listened and being able to keep calm and see the Messiah come. Thank you, dear friends all over the world that believed in our director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. I don't know what they have done to our lines. Our line was, I don't know why, is it jammed? What is wrong with it? Is it frozen or jammed? I don't know what is wrong with it. Our lines are open and the number is 081-653-26272. If you call us, please endeavor to give us your name and where you're calling from, and that is all we ask of you. And then you can proceed to say what we want to say. And also, we are on +44208133-9976. We are also on Skype. I don't know the strength of our signal this very day to be able to carry all this, but we are doing our best. And our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are live and we are direct. And I believe that we are going out and humanity is listening. If you have something to say, please go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Director, I want to comment on what you said about Roger Sokoracha distributing fake laptop. Anyway, I'm not surprised about it, because the academic standard in the zoo now is almost zero, at zero level. There is a curriculum in the university and polytechnic that every student must pass a particular computer course. But director, do you know, as somebody I've taught in a college of education, and by God's grace, I've been a tutorial lecturer at FUTO, and I've taught final year students in NECADE. Do you know that 90% of those graduating from the university and polytechnic do not know how to operate a computer? While about 70% of them that studied computer science and information technology do not have a laptop or even desktop. So tell me, how can they be able to identify that this one is a good laptop or this one is not a good laptop? I am talking to you directly, those of our brothers abroad, to tell you that absolutely nothing is happening in this place when it comes to university education or high institution education. I want to beg of you to hasten up, jettison everything about gossip. We are on ground. Those telling you nothing is happening, I'm somebody that doesn't believe in talking much, and you won't be hearing my voice over the air all the time. But I believe in doing that which has to be done. Likewise, every other person. So I am pleading with you, begging you, to support IBOB under the leadership of Nnamdi Kanu. Not those going about selling forms, asking people to come and buy forms to join IBOB. Calling our sister, asking, some of them ask, my dear sister, how much is that form for us to join IBOB? You know, she will laugh, and I will laugh as well. There are a lot of people disguising, saying they are in charge of IPOB, recruiting people. I am begging you, support Nnamdi Kanu. A lot of things.
Don't beg anybody. They will think we are into business. You don't beg those people. We are here to fight for our freedom. You don't beg them. Never, ever beg anybody. If they don't want to join us, that's their business. Go ahead.
My director said I shouldn't beg. But director, I beg of you. I know why I am using beg. Not that we are begging them, because they are already Biafran. But for them to do that, which is very, very necessary that they should do, to make sure that we hasten to get Biafran. This is my little contribution. God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. The barrister is struggling to join us, and I am also struggling to try to connect with him. As soon as that is possible, we shall bring him to you. Hold on a second. Hold on. We shall come to you in a minute. Oh, my goodness me. I wanted to go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let us try once again. The Skype is failing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down and speak to us.
The system is very far from here. From here. Wait, let me turn it down. I want to go to the line. Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Kemji Kamotis. I'm calling you from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I had a name there this evening that somebody is behind you that he said is from Ontega. That Ontega is my village and my side.
That is very good. That's very good. Yes. Yeah. He's here with us.
Yeah. Director, I must tell you the truth, I'm happy. Today somebody told me I should tune a radio, that I will see Radio Biafra. I tell him that the Radio Biafra I know before is talking around 10 o'clock in the midnight. So how can this one talk in the daytime? He said, have I tried it? I just tuned my radio on the KK and driving that the same moment. I got a radio that is speaking clearly. So I was so happy. Since that day, I don't listen to any other radio except that radio there from morning and the night. I'm happy for what you people are doing. I must thank God for you people who brought you people together, because I know that it's not easy to come together and start this thing. I'm praying that God will motivate you people more and also give you more wisdom to actualize this. We are the junior ones who want to see this Biafra, because our fathers and our village people elders told us about how they fight. It's people. Yesterday I was hearing when you are saying that this man say he's coming to Anambra to educate people. Today I was discussing it with my friends. Some of my friends say if they allow them to catch that man 1 hour, that the man will not go. So people were angry over what they think. So I thank God for you people. You people should continue. Please, whatever you people will do, let you people do. We will support us, everything. We want to see that Biafra. If you are going to die because of that Biafra, let us die. We want to see it. I personally, I want to see it. They say, and what they told me when I was growing is that if we bring that Biafra, hungry will kill us. But now I have bumped the age. I want to see it. I said that I will die there. Let us see how we will die. So I'm happy to speak with you this night.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we're direct. Our people doubt, and doubting pharmacies. They doubt. They have double mind. They have even triple mind in most instances. And very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go and try and see. No, this is not strong enough. Our network connectivity is not strong enough. We are devoting everything to streaming live program. Our connectivity is very, very poor. It's very poor. Go ahead. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name once again is Gifted Gift Ugo. I want to use this opportunity to call on Gowon. I don't know where he came from, but I know his name is Gowon. When I was growing, they told me that the person that instigated the war was Gowon. And up to today, I have never heard anything about our history. But since Gowon have decided to honor our invitation, coming to tell us where we came from, I know that he will also add what the Radio Biafra has been telling us, because I know and I'm convinced within myself that Radio Biafra have never deceived me. Over 1 year now, I've been on this Radio Biafra and I've never been deceived till this very moment. I don't know what Buhari wants to come and tell me, but I strongly believe that he wants to come and know how he will die. So I'm using this opportunity to call him. Call him, please. Buhari, go on. We need you in Biafra land. We need you. We need you. We need you. We'll welcome you very well when you come, please. Come. Thank you as you come. I'm thanking you in advance, Buhari. Please come. Thank you, Biafrans, for listening.
Thank you very much. And I was very, very sarcastic in case they didn't quite understand the inference we are trying to draw. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? My goodness me. My goodness me. We can't take such a call. What Gift was trying to say is sarcasm, it is called. We invite him. Go on. Please come. Come and speak. But your tongue will be left here after you must have finished your speech. Lunatics. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Nnamdi Ogunbiafra. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. What I want to say is that I want to join the fight against the one on that 25, and I want to be there with your people. That is my concern.
Okay. You want to be part of us on that very day?
Yes.
Did Owasrike send you to come and infiltrate and find out what we are doing so you can report to him? He will go and take money.
No, brother. Such. I'm very, very angry when I heard about such things. So, and you can even investigate me. I want you to see me and investigate me because I'm ready to fight for Biafra.
Okay. We have your number. We have your contact details. Do not worry about that. You will be contacted in due course. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We understand that Enugu is not all that okay. Enugu station is not functioning very well because of the adverse weather condition. But we hope to fix that tomorrow. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Are you speaking to me, director?
I am talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Director, my name is Noel Onyawuna. I'm calling from the heart of darkness itself.
You're calling us from Lagos. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm so happy to speak to you this evening. First of all, I must say welcome back to the zoo. Director, I thank you more especially the way you came back without having any problems. I say may Chukwu Abiama continue to guide and protect you in the mighty name of God.
He say.
Director, I've been trying to reach the line, but I must tell you the truth that this the problem we are facing here, I've tried the number severally, and I noticed that maybe, I don't know if it's due to the congestion or maybe as a result of people trying the number, but sometimes I try, the line keep on saying that the number I'm calling is not reachable. So, but all this the congestion. Same, I want to you, I must tell you, the today I was able to go for evangelism. So, but I want to ask you, I implore you to kindly see how you can assist us. Possibly for people living in the heart of darkness can be getting the frequency, because a lot of people I spoke to today, some of them told me that they've heard of Radio Biafra, they have been following up on Facebook, but they never knew that there's a website where they can follow up to, you know, to get updates on the broadcast. So, Director, I want to use this medium also to commend the regarding the issue of Gowon planning to come to the to Biafra land on the 25th of this month. Director, I never knew much about the history of this coward until you tutor us about him. So my heart is bleeding, and I must tell you the truth. This is the second time I'm calling this line. Once I called you before was when you were in London. I called you regarding some token I dropped in the account. So
yes.
I'm happy to call again, Director, and I pray that if this man venture come to Biafra land, I pray and I believe that he will never escape this time around, because he is coming to show us that he won us in life, and also he's there to win us in death as well. So, but this time around, he will not succeed. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, if he comes, he will walk upon his blood as a red carpet. And by so doing, the world, even the whole world, will hear the history, and by that time, they will give us our heart desire. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiama. Director, yes, keep on keeping on. God will continue to bless you. You will leave your family. We see Biafra. You will leave to see the good fruit of the land. God bless you, Director.
And keep bless on, you keep too. On. Thank you very much. Yeah. As we chair before, my deputy will say thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra, and I'm sure that Gowon has gotten the message. We are waiting. We invite you to come. Come here then, and let us see. We want to see, that is all. Gowon should come. Come here. We welcome you with open arms. Come. If you are Chaela, then you will know we are not human beings. This is Hello. Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Chikezie Madubuko. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
In fact, I don't want to agree with much words. I'm so glad, so happy. In fact, may Chukwu Abiama keep you and protect you and your team and our team forever.
You say?
Then, personally to me, in fact, I don't want to agree with the words, but as you are saying, he urged how much is his salary. And all these Oyibos, they know that all these politicians are thieves.
They know.
They tell us about corruption. They bring in money. They were there. They are bringing money into their country. They are sending the money without asking them how much is your salary. If it is in my shoe, I will call Tony Blair. Let him come down to Aba and leave, so that he will know what he see. What is hellfire on earth? But let me. I don't want to talk too much. Next week in Aba, I will pay for fuel of our generator for 1 month. Thank you, Director. And may Chukwu Abiama go on and on protecting you forever.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Somebody sent us revelation. He said that God took him to where he saw himself leading a people out of a place where they hid because of fear. Then at that point, we came to the road leading to our inheritance, but on our way was three cows. One was by the left with spotted with white. It was not violent due to weakness, while the one on my right hand was very dark with a large horn. And the one in front of me was large brown, laying very weak or dead. Then the one that was very dark saw me and the people with me coming. I struggled to rise violently through weak. No, I don't quite get it. Please write very clearly. I love the revelation, the way it came across, and I wanted to read it, but the way it is written has made it very hard for us to do so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. No second chance when you call Radio Biafra, please. Endeavor to turn your system down. If you don't, we'll cut you off immediately. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Good Evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Uzachukwu. I'm calling from Aba, the guy that called you yesterday.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, my director, like the assignment you gave us yesterday concerned about the deputy councillor that gave the people that gave Uju, I'm sorry, go on invitation.
Yes.
Yeah, I spoke with a man. Okay, so I was talking to him politely, as he said we should not insult him. So yes. I called the man. The man was just like, I don't know how I can explain. The man was just like, said, he's not the one that even invited the man, even the deputy councillor. Okay, that he's just a staff, but he don't know how someone managed to give us and to give the Radio Biafra his number, and people has been calling him since. As a man, how sure? How sure are you? How sure are you that? How sure now that you are not one of the people that are running the program? The man now said he swore with God. Said if I like now he will forward the profession. I'm forgetting the name he called. He forward the man's number to me. I said okay. I will get in touch with you and tell you to please, if you know how you can caution people, and so that they will stop giving out people's number like that on air, let them try and do it. Because the man was really telling me that if I like that, before the right person's number to me, I said, okay, I have to contact you first and ask you whether you have gotten the right person's number on... the right person's number, so that I will call the man to tell him to send me the number by tomorrow. I will see test it with this number I used to call you. Now, should I collect the number from the man?
Yes, of course. Collect it from him. I'm sure we have now published the correct number of the vagabond. His correct number has now been published. We have now published his correct number. The correct number of the vagabond.
Okay. I should get the correct number of the professor, right?
Yes, we have the number of the vice chancellor. We now do. And I'm sure it has been circulated. I will also announce it as we go along.
Okay. You should have announced this so that you can be able to keep in touch with my God. The man you gave us his number yesterday was really crying. He said that many people have been calling him and threatening him. He don't know what to do now. Okay, that's the main reason I called you. Okay?
Yes, we have the telephone number of the Vice Chancellor, and we are going to bring it out that the world may be able to hear it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. My director, also remember that I was the first caller yesterday that I'm so much interested in this man.
No worries. There is no problem. We are making arrangements for that. You will hear from us very, very shortly. You will hear from us more about that.
All right. Night to you, sir. Good night.
Thank you very much and good night to you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. Let us go to the line and see if Skype can actually work. We are trying to see if Skype can work this very evening. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, for the last time, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
I can hear you.
Go ahead, your name and where you are. He cannot
hear me. My name is Clifford Uwachukwu Uswavi. My name is Clifford Uwachukwu.
Yes, go ahead. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Good evening, sir. My name is Ifegu Naha from Aba.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you. I'm very, very grateful. I have been trying this number for days. So I was so worried. I said, why should I be in Aba? Others are calling. I couldn't get this number. What is wrong with my phone? So I've been very, very worried. So I want to thank you. Even when you were at London, I've been listening to this program, and I got very, very interested because this Biafra of a thing. You know, it is, has been a nightmare unto me as a person. So, and it seems that it will not come to reality. So, but now, from what is happening, what I'm seeing, Biafra is coming to reality. So, as I want to comment on Atomi Wogunye Bayane Gowon coming. So, let him come. Let him come. We want to see him. You know, and there's no how he will come and go free. I believe it. I believe it. So, another thing is this. You know, the Yorubas, we live in, we have been living in Yoruba land for years. And one of those days, they go on the back and judge us. Before you know, they evacuate us from the house. That is what brought us, brought about our coming to Abba.
Are you serious? What happened? Yes. Tell us what happened, please.
What happened is this. They wanted to rent that our building, that our house.
Yes.
And collect fresh money, you know. So because you are going to pay everything again and also pay 2 years. So they told us, we tell them that we have been an old tenant here. It is very, very unfair that we should be driving or treated that way. So they decided that we must go by force. And we were trying to let them know that we are the novice, that we cannot go out like that. So before you know it, they went to court unknowingly unto us. And before you know it, before we went to court, they have done everything. We are just dragging with the case. So we don't know that everything have gone already. So before you know it, we couldn't. And the thing is that we have our money there have not expired. Our money in that house have not expired. So you know that they are so tricky, and they are tricky people. They don't stand on any. They are tricky and corny people. But they don't. They are not. They cannot fight face to face. That is because I know them very, very well. So I want to encourage you, and also our people, the Biafrans. You know, we are somehow our people are wicked. I've been listening to you, the way they treated you right from London. And the people that 82 million and 750,000 are thereabout. So I was telling my friend, look at what people are doing to our director Namdi. So the people, I don't know whether Igbos are getting insane. It's shattering the bomba. So I don't know. I don't understand what we are doing. So I want to thank you and encourage you and tell you to move forward. You know. We in Abaya in particular, I am incapacitated. If I tell you that I don't have any issue, you will not believe me. So I am just working hard, and I show bosses by myself. If I have money, I could afford it. And people, I show bosses by myself in my house, and my wife will carry it and go and say, that is where we are feeling. But I have my secondary school education. I have five credits and one pass. So, because of the condition of Nigeria, I cannot move forward. I cannot forward my education. So, I want to encourage you. So, you know, in Abba now, how many people are in Abba? You know, they are in everywhere.
I know.
How many people?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How many people in Abba? So, intimidating people. Intimidate people. One of those days, I had it. I didn't see, but I had it, and I believe it's true. Now, one of people again was moving around on the road. So maybe he dressed somehow. You know this kind of these girls. So maybe he dressed somehow. While she was moving, and they saw a man and they called that girl, and they brought the breast of that girl and they told that man to begin to suck that breast of the woman in the public. So when I heard it, I cried. I said, what is happening? What is this kind of intimidation they are giving us here? So what this criminal that said that is our governor, T.O.G., you know, he has brought all these people to come and intimidate us. So I want to thank you for the kind of heart you have, you know, You are a son of a lion. You know, God is a lion of the tribe of Judah. You are a son of a lion. And nobody, no animal intimidates a lion in the forest. So nobody can intimidate you. And you are an ego, you know. And your God is ego. You are the egolet. And nobody did intimidate an ego as far as the bears is concerned. So I want to encourage you. We are supporting you people. Only that we don't have money in Aba now. I in particular. I don't have money. And if I have money, I could have funded one of the projects. But I want to apologize that you should take heart for the thing that the Biafran are doing unto you. We are hearing it. We are hearing it. But what I want to assure you is that even as you continue, Biafran will surely come.
Ise,
God bless you.
And you too.
God bless you.
And well
my
spoken.
Ifegu Nama.
Ifegu, thank you very much.
And that Nama is Abraham. I turn it to Nama.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love that. It's even better when you try to convert your name into something that we can readily identify with. This is Radio Biafra, where I've been going. I don't know. You sneaked out. What are you going to really behind my back? Someone has eaten. We're on the air. They have sneaked out to go and find something to eat. We must bring the program to a close. We did not start as early as possible today, but tomorrow morning we are back here live and direct to the whole of humanity, that mankind may know that Chukwu Abiama is God. Therefore, we have to thank you. The time tomorrow will be, we leave it at that same 9. We continue tomorrow at 9 a.m. Sunday service here. Don't go to any church. You come here, we worship Chukwu Abiama together. Tomorrow, even songs of praise, anything you bring here, we'll sing. Live on air, anything you want, we give you here. We have come here to praise heaven at the same time as rescue our people from iniquitous existence in the damnation that is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Therefore, Biafra will always remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we will always worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. From all of us from here this very time, it is good evening. Shall always read.